41, we found Debs. Ryan Dempster from your Chicago Cubs. Good news is he's okay. Demps, we were worried. You okay?
Yeah, guys, I apologize for that. I'm traveling today, and I got distracted this morning. Something shiny went by, and next thing you know, I forgot.
It happens. It happens. It's always great when you can claim that, too. Well done by you. Whoop, did I lose him? There he is. Thought I lost him again. Andy Mazur, say hi to your old friend Ryan Dempster.
Demp, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, I was curious your thoughts about this Cubs team here in 2016 and compare them a little bit to your team that won the World Series in 2013 with the Red Sox. Can you draw any comparisons between these two teams?
Yeah, you know what? I draw comparisons as far as, you know, we had a veteran starting rotation. Guys that went out there, and you know, if you look at the end of the year, yeah, we scored a ton of runs, but we really, really pitched well. You know, even like I remember going in to Detroit for the ALCS, and we outpitched Verlander and Scherzer and these guys, and you know, we had that kind of rotation all year that was solid. And I think you know, that's one big comparison, and I think probably the biggest thing that I noticed is how tight these guys are as a group. You know, whether it's off the field at dinner, or as you see in their get up yesterday going on team travel, they really buy into it all and pull for each other. And I think, you know, you look at the teams in the past few years that have won it, they all kind of have that similar comparison. You look at the Royals, how tight they were, the Giants, those groups. So I think that these guys have that, and now it's just a matter of going out there and, you know, performing really well on the field because they have all the pieces there to do it.
And I was talking to Andy about this earlier. You know, if you lose three in a row, for some teams it's a panic. Joe Maddon seems like the perfect guy if you win three in a row or lose three in a row.
Yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, if you take, you know, double play ball yesterday, obviously can change that game. But the first two games, you're in it. And those are good, clean ball games. We just happen to be on the losing end of them, and those are how you want to play the game. There's no runs given away. It's, you know, it was executing pitches really well by both teams. You know, we just came up short. It wasn't like we were getting blown out. And I think he's exactly right. If our team plays baseball the way they did in those first couple games and the way we have been all year, then great. You know, because, you know, it's going to happen throughout the year. It's unfortunate when it does happen. You get swept, but they'll go back on the road in Miami and do what they need to do and come back out hungry again tonight.
Demp, is it better to mix up the player positions, like Brian playing left and then third, you know, every couple of days, or is it better to have consistency?
Well, I think it's good for a little bit of both. I think, you know, to be able to have a guy move around, you know, what happens during the year, some position player somewhere gets hurt on some team, and then a team tanks because they don't have anybody to fill that position because nobody's ever played there other than that guy. You know, and now he's trying to find a position in a high-leverage situation. He's trying to figure out how to be over there, how to play first base. I love it when I see TB go over there because something does happen to Riz where he's out for a couple innings or he's out for a couple games. You have somebody who can fill in at those positions. And, you know, I think it just pays huge dividends to your team down the road when you have multiple guys who can play multiple positions. Hey, they all have kind of a steady spot. You know, Brian does play third base. That's his spot. But he will go to the outfield. He will play first base. Abaez will move all the way around the infield. He'll play anywhere. He's that athletic, so it's a huge advantage to have.
Hey, Dan, with all these young guys coming up, and the one thing I've noticed about all of them, they seem very, very confident, very, very polished. Is that something that, A, that you're surprised to see, or B, does it speak to the way the Cubs are dealing with things now, even in the lower levels of the minor leagues, expecting these guys to come up and be like that?
Yeah, I think, you know, to expect them to come up and have success is one thing. You know, that's hard to do, but to expect them to come up and play the game the right way is just fine, and that's the expectation. And these guys are groomed in the minor leagues. We've got a great collection of minor league coaches and instructors and really a playbook, a Cubs way of playing the game. And, you know, it's preached to these guys from the moment they're drafted and signed with the organization that's how we're going to do it. This is what we're going to go about our business. This is how we're going to play the game. And so that when you do come to the big league level, you're already groomed that way at the minor leagues, that you just step right in, and you're just another, you know, kind of cog to the engine and the way everything works. So, and then to see these guys' success, I mean, Wilson Contreras has been unbelievable. Almora has been terrific. So, it's a nice relief when you have these guys down there that can come plug in at any place and do as well as they have.
Yasiel Puig had a home run last night that was pure Little League. I don't know if you caught it, but it just goes under the glove of the shortstop and then scoots in between the left fielder and the center fielder, and he cruises around to a home run while the parents are all going, "Yes, Yasiel, run! Run, Yasiel!"
My little guy hit a homer.
What's the dumbest home run you've ever seen? Have one jump to mind?
Oh, I've seen a bunt. I saw a bunt homer before. That was pretty awesome.
A bunt homer in the bigs?
In Philadelphia. Oh, man, I can't remember the guy's name. Not Florentini, another second baseman for them. He bunted the ball to third base with a runner on first, and third baseman threw it down the line. And so as he was going around, then they threw it to third base trying to get him out of third base, and it went into the dugout.
So the throw goes wild down the right field line past the first baseman, and the recovery throw misses the third baseman.
Yeah, it was terrific. It was like, you know, it was just so much fun. It was against us, so it wasn't as much fun, but it still is pretty fun to see something like that, because you're like, see, guys, if you just run hard, anything can happen. You know, I loved that last night. It just shows, you know, you see it so many times, a guy will hit a ball in the outfield, and they'll just jog. If you run hard and put pressure, you never know what can happen, and they win a ball game because they're hustling like that.
And, you know, it's one of the things, as talented as Aramis Ramirez was, the one thing Cub fans always had right is, dude, just run. Run it out. Run it out.
He's allergic to it, that's all. He had an allergic reaction. I don't know what it was, but, you know, some guys, he always figured, you know, I'll just hit a ball over the fence so I don't have to run as hard.
Great stuff by you, as always. I appreciate the catch-up time, and you're the best, man. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Sorry about that hour. I won't miss next time.
No, it's fine. And Andy Mazur says call him at home.
All right, I will.
All right,
see you, Deb.